Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers." But what is a peacemaker? And what's the difference between a peacemaker and a peacekeeper? How can we see God better as peacemakers? Welcome to Common Prayer.
Welcome to Common Prayer. I'm Kathy Bergren, Women's Pastor at CPC, and it's Tuesday, May 5th. We're going to continue today in our time in the Beatitudes in Matthew 5, hearing the words of Jesus, seeing his heart for us, and how he envisions his kingdom will be most clearly on display in our world. We're going to continue to read and reflect on Jesus' upside-down countercultural teachings, which are so different than what we see, hear, and feel all around us just about every day. Today, we're honing in on the seventh beatitude in Matthew 5:9, which is, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." And I was thinking, everybody wants peace, but not a whole lot of us experience it as much as we'd like to, right? We're a lot better at talking about peace than making it. And I was thinking it's interesting that Jesus doesn't say, "Blessed are the peace lovers." He doesn't say, "Blessed are those who agree with the concept of peace," or "Blessed are the peacekeepers." Jesus says, "Blessed are those who make peace." And maybe the reason why we're not very good at this is that we really don't understand what true peace is. So what is it? A lot of us naturally think of peace as the absence of conflict. That's how I think about it too much. And that's sure a good place to start, but it's not a good place to end. Because after all, there's no conflict in a cemetery. But there's no real life or peace there either. Two people might settle a conflict by even killing each other, and their conflict is over, but their lives are too. Some people even view peace as a kind of truce. I've known married couples who have lived together in kind of an armed truce for years, but that really isn't peace either. That's more like Cold War. In the Hebrew context and thinking, peace is connected to the idea of shalom. Shalom. And shalom is about setting things right. It's about working for the good. Shalom is about life with God and people as it should be. To be a shalom maker is to be in a very precarious place, though, because it means that you really aren't on either side. To be a shalom maker means that you might not always be welcome. It might mean that you surrender your right to be justified. Let me give you an example. Have you ever been in a conflict with another person where you both acted in ways that broke shalom? And in seeking to reestablish it, you apologize for your actions, but they didn't offer an apology for theirs. To be a peacemaker or a shalom worker means that you walk a road that can be pretty discouraging sometimes. Scripture tells us in Romans 12:18 that as much as it depends on you, be at peace with all people. Jesus also says that those who are peacemakers will be called children of God. And children of God in this context doesn't refer to our adoption into the family of God, but rather it refers to one who does what God does. One commentator pretty boldly says it this way: "There is no more godlike work to be done in this world than peacemaking." Think on that one for a moment. There's no more godlike work to be done in this world than peacemaking. And as I think about how we can be peacemakers, I think it's necessary to have this entirely new view of ourselves. Think about the first six Beatitudes. We can't be peacemakers without walking through the deep waters of these first six. The peacemaker has to learn to be humble, has to learn to be broken before God, as we see in the first three. You can't be a peacemaker if you're always looking at how things affect you. If your perspective on life is self-centered, peacemaking just can't happen. It's impossible. But once you recognize that you're a sinner and you need God's mercy, your perspective starts to change. And you also become even more meek and gentle in your disposition. You'll actually hunger and thirst for what is right, for things to be right. And as you receive God's mercy, you'll actually give it out. You'll give it to other people. You'll become pure in heart, which means to be real. You'll be free from falsehood. Conflict usually arises out of falsehood and deceit. And more than anything else, peacemaking requires that we die to ourselves. Jesus made peace through the cross. We make peace through dying as well, dying to ourselves and taking up our cross daily. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. That person displays God's character. When we go out of our way to bring people together with God and with others, we're doing the work of God. And as a result, we'll look an awful lot like Him. Well, that was a lot of commentary and explanation, but I hope it helps you understand what peace is, what a peacemaker is, and what it requires. And as in all the Beatitudes, we can't become a peacemaker without God's supernatural power working within us. So I want to invite you to get comfortable again in your chair, to relax your body, to take a deep breath in, and let it out. Close your eyes and listen as I read our verse for today. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Will you just take a moment to thank God that you have peace with Him because of what Jesus has accomplished on the cross for you? Thank Him for His forgiveness. Thank Him for His peace. That what He did made peace between us and God for eternity. Thank Him that you are now called His friend. You are not His enemy anymore. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Would you be willing to ask the Holy Spirit to show you an area in your life where He might be calling you to be a peacemaker? Is it in the context of your family? Is it with a spouse, a sibling, a relative, or a friend? Could it be at your job? or in your community, would you ask Him to give you the courage and the love and the gentleness to prayerfully enter into a conversation that is required? Let me read our verse one more time. Take it in slowly. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Would you just take a few more moments and ask the Lord if there's anything else about peacemaking that He'd like to show you? Anything that He'd like to do or for you to pray more about? And then I would just like to leave you with this blessing and with this benediction. And I pray it over you right now. May you allow the peace of Christ to rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. And may you not settle for the idea or the hope of peace, but may the Lord strengthen you in becoming more and more of His shalom maker, His peacemaker, in your family, in your friendships, and in your community. Amen. God bless you.
Thanks for listening today. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. Today's episode is hosted by our women's pastor, Kathy Berggren, with original music by our worship pastor, Brandon Passion. Be sure to check our website, cpc.org, for more episodes daily.